Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Activities Director Lee Nelson about the impact of COVID-19 on high school athletics.
I want to go back before all of this started, Lee, and just kind of talk a little bit about preparing for the spring sports season, because again, it's a little bit different than other sports where it's not necessarily just one or two venues. It's three or four venues that you have to get ready for, and it's a lot more coaches and I think athletes competing. So kind of talk about the differences of the spring season compared to some of the other seasons.
I think the first difference that you really notice is the weather. So that's where our biggest struggle generally is in the spring, is we go through this work and get these schedules set up, and then we're basically relying on the weather to work out for us to be able to complete the season. We know we're going to, you know, run into some postponements and some cancellations, those types of things. But we also hope that, you know, maybe we can get lucky and we don't have to deal with too many of them. So our biggest struggle with the spring is generally the weather. As far as venues go, I mean, yeah, we certainly use some different places. I think the biggest thing with the spring is it's something pretty much every night. So if we host six track meets, we're supposed to host seven this year, but generally on a normal year, it's six track meets on Mondays and Thursdays. Well, Tuesdays and Fridays are soccer, and soccer is different than say a basketball where your boys and girls play at the same location. And in soccer, one team will play on the road and one team will then be at home, meaning that pretty much every night you have some sort of activity. Then you throw in girls golf and you throw in tennis, and you really are doing something pretty much every night. So there's certainly some different challenges with spring. A lot of it again is generally weather.
Well, and then I want to go back to the first talks of COVID-19 come out. I know, and then the safety recommendations came out. Kind of talk about that process from your office leading up to the recommendations from both the Boys and Girls Associations and the governors to basically just postpone spring sports.
So this all happened pretty quickly, as everybody knows. So on the Friday before this would have happened would have been our last day of school until spring break was over. So that weekend, you know, basically we are preparing for spring break week. That is when boys soccer officially practices. And so we are knowing that this thing is going on, but at this point, nothing has changed. And on Saturday, nothing has changed. And I talked to Mr. Sadoff on Sunday afternoon, and nothing has changed. So at that point, we are still planning on starting as we thought we would. Then on that Sunday night is when the governor made the recommendation to not have school for X number of days. And at that point, we made the decision to close our facilities and not have any practices for the foreseeable future. And then that next morning, I believe that Monday morning is when the two state associations came out and officially suspended spring sports until, I believe it's April 13th. So we were just kind of going with the recommendations, I think just like everybody is. We were a little bit more proactive on that Sunday night when that recommendation was made. To us, it just didn't make sense to do those things or to have those places open if it's recommended that if we would have school tomorrow that we probably shouldn't have school.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to talk about the communications with the coaches. I've talked to some of them. They're obviously know that this is the right decision, but that doesn't make it any less frustrating. What is some of the feedback that you've gotten from our local athletic teams?
Well, I think that pretty much hits the nail on the head. I know everyone's frustrated. I'm frustrated as well, but it's one of those things where it's just like we would tell kids, we really don't have any control over this. So if you're going to, you know, be frustrated and get angry over something you can't really control, you're probably going to be pretty unhappy all the time. So I think this is probably a good lesson for everybody to kind of sit back, evaluate where you're at, try to stay positive. And I know it's difficult because we don't really have any answers and we don't know what's going to happen next and when that's going to happen. So there's so much unknown that it's that's tough to be positive. But I think that's the biggest thing we can do here and kind of let the chips fall as they may. But I know it's frustrating. I try to keep that positivity when I talk to him. I know it, you write some of those emails and it's kind of doomsday. It almost feels like writing. But you try to, you know, try to bring some positive into it. And there are positives that we can take out of every situation. It's just tough now because of the unknowns, and we don't know when and what is going to happen.
Thanks to Lee Nelson for joining us on today's program discussing the impact of COVID-19 on high school athletics. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.